Chesterfields are much milder, with an extraordinarily good taste and no unpleasant aftertaste. They satisfy millions.
Folks, a big hello. We're here to start the Crosby Show. There's lots of laughs and plenty of fun, so settle back with a milder one.
Sound off
for Chesterfield.
Sound off
for Chesterfield.
Try a pack of Chesterfields and do it
today.
Someone.
Carpenter, welcome again to the Bing Crosby Show for Chesterfield, produced and transcribed in Palm Springs, California, with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the mayors, and Bing's guests, Miss Fran Warren and Mr. Jimmy Stewart. And now, ladies and gentlemen, from the Plaza Theater in Palm Springs, it gives me great pleasure to bring you Chesterfield's singing cowboy, Bing Crosby.
Pardon, I got to bring you up to date. I ain't no singing cowboy. I'm the real thing. I'm a genuine article.
You are, huh?
Yes, sir. Last night I slept way out in the desert with the stars for my blanket and a rock for my pillow.
Real rugged, huh?
Yep. Only cost me $25 a day, too.
That's a bargain. You must have had a do bill or something. On the level, Bing, where are you staying?
No, I'm quartered out to the Rogers Ranch Club.
Oh, very swank spot. But I meant to ask you, did you hear that siren go off this morning?
Hear it? I certainly did.
What was that, an air raid warning?
No.
Fire alarm?
No.
What then?
Well, that's an alarm that goes off every time a tourist tries to sneak out of town without a box of dates. That's the habit.
Okay, I got mine.
Oh, me too. I got the stuffed models.
Oh,
I got
good the one.
Well, let's do some music, huh, Ken? We got a little number here we're going to do now. It's an old-timer being revived in the current Warner Brothers picture, See You in My Dreams. Red Nichols is going to fill in the empty spots here.
To be you, yes, it had to be you. I've traveled around and I finally found somebody who could make me be true, could make me be blue, could make me be glad just to be sad. Thinking of you, some others I've seen might never be mean, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they ain't gonna do. For nobody else gives me a thrill. You got your faults, but I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you. It had to be you. Yes, it had to be you. Oh, it had to be you. I've traveled around and I finally found somebody who could make me be true, could make me be blue, would make me be glad just to be sad thinking about you. Some others I've seen might never be me, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they ain't gonna do. nobody else gives me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you. Oh, it had to be you.
The mask is off. Yes, the mask is off in cigarette advertising. Chesterfield is the first to name all its ingredients, and here they are.
Chesterfield uses the right combination of the world's best tobaccos, pre-tested by laboratory instruments for the most desirable smoking qualities, and kept tasty and fresh by the only tried and tested moistening agents, proved by over 40 years of continuous use in USA tobacco products as entirely safe for use in the mouth. Pure natural sugars and chemically pure, harmless, and far more costly glycerol. Nothing else. You can be glad if you smoke Chesterfields, because they give you every advantage known to modern science.
For you, this means that Chesterfields are much milder with an extraordinarily good taste and no unpleasant aftertaste, all for your smoking pleasure and protection. They satisfy millions. Ladies and gentlemen, I have the pleasure now of presenting a young lady who is known to all of you as one of our top girl singers, one of our top recording artists. She's out here in California making a picture with Abbott and Costello, and we're lucky to catch her, Miss Fran Warren.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Bing.
Fran, what are you going to sing for us?
Well, I thought I'd do the old standard, I Hear a Rhapsody.
Oh, good tune. You got a good record on it, too, haven't you?
An MGM one.
Well, I know we'd boost the record. We'd plug everything here. Charlie Farrell, everybody. Step right over there, Fran, and take over. Now, you got it. That was brilliant. Brilliant, Fran, and thank you. Now ankling in is an old pal of mine. And he's one of our most popular and prominent picture actors. Matter of fact, this tall, lanky gent has been starred in some of the greatest pictures to come out of Hollywood. Got a darn good Technicolor one out now, a picture called The Bend of the River. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Jimmy Stewart. Jim, it's nice to see you down here. Where are you living in Palm Springs?
Oh, I'm staying in a very swanky place.
Oh, you are? Where are you bivouacked? La Paz, Biltmore, Horace Heights, Lone Palm?
No, I'm staying at Conky Conkwright's Cozy Cactus Court.
Tell the whole thing with K's, I'll bet. Where's this place located, Jim? I don't recall it.
No, it's way out here in the desert.
Oh, yeah? They got a swimming pool there?
No, but they dug the hole.
Well, why don't they put the water in it?
Well, they do. The wind keeps blowing it out.
Jim, the wind is just going to blow way out there in the desert. Not in town, mind you, but out in the desert it's going to blow. Well, Jim, if you really want to dunk the body or go for a swim, come over to my place. Drop by, huh?
Well, I can't go swimming, Bing.
Why not?
Well, I forgot to bring the top piece to my bathing suit.
Get out. No one wears a top piece down here.
No one?
No.
I better get out of here.
I mean the men don't. Of course, that nearly goes for the women, I guess.
Oh. Well, then I'm not going swimming.
Oh, Jim, now you've got to go swimming to enjoy Palm Springs. You got to take in all the outdoor sports. And I mean, listen, how about putting on a pair of shorts and we'll have a game of tennis?
Golly, isn't there anything you can do in this town with your clothes on?
Jimmy, everybody comes here to soak up some sun.
Yeah, I was in the Chi-Chi bar last night. That wasn't sun they were soaking up.
You were at the Chi-Chi, huh? Yeah. Did you see Sally Rand do her fan dance?
No, not me.
No.
The minute I saw those ostrich feathers, I ran outside and stuck my head in the sand.
Oh, you're the shyest guy I've ever seen. Have you always been so bashful?
No. No, Bang. As a matter of fact, I wasn't the least bit bashful until I got to be about 8 years old.
What happened then?
Well, I was out in the yard looking at the birds and I got stung by a bee. And so I started to ask questions.
And you were bitterly disillusioned now. But looky here, Jim, I just got to get you outside in the sun. I got to get you out in the air. It's wonderful. How about going for a horseback ride?
Well, I did an awful lot of horseback riding in Bend of the River.
Oh, man. What a thrilling picture that was.
Did you like it?
Gee, that scene where you crawled through the brush and you wiped out all those Indians. Well, that was really something.
Yeah.
I never figured you were such a rugged fella.
Well, with my clothes on, I'm pretty brave.
Say, what kind of Indians were those you had in the picture, Jim? I want to ask you.
They were the Shoshones.
Dag nabbit, I thought I recognized him.
You did?
Sure, I'm a member of the Shoshone Paiute tribe up in Nevada.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my name is Chief Running Deer. I'm very close to those Shoshones up in Oregon.
Yes, I know.
What do you mean?
Well, I got shot in the hip with an arrow that had Bing Crosby Enterprises stamped on it.
Well, of course, all the Shoshones, they do a lot of trading among one another. As a matter of fact, there's no business like Shoshone business.
It's like Shoshone. No, no.
Jimmy, what did you do?
I didn't do anything. I just sneezed. I'm sorry.
Never, never do that in Palm Springs. Man, that could lead to a jail sentence.
Why is that?
Well, this is a desert resort. It's against the law to have a cold around here.
Oh, is that a fact?
Yes, this is very, very serious.
Oh, really?
You know, a fella sneezed in the racquet club 10 years ago and Charlie Farrell's hair turned snow white. Gotta watch it, boy.
Well, that's what I'm very sorry.
Jimmy! Watch it now, will you? If the Chamber of Commerce hears about this, they'll ride you out of town on a four-way cold tablet. Man, you get tired of Kleenex trying to get out.
Maybe it's an allergy. Maybe I'm allergic to ostrich feathers.
Yes,
maybe.
Stay away from the cheese. No, you just got a cold, Jim, and you know what I'm going to do for you?
What?
I'm going to cure it.
How's that?
You need the healing waters. A mineral bath. And I'm going to take you over to the Indian Hot Springs right across the street here. That hot water and that mud will knock your cold in a jiffy.
Are you sure about that, Ben?
Certainly. These baths are sensational. And they're only right across the street here. Just take a move. Come on, we got to get outside. Anyway. Come on, come on along.
No,
Bing.
Now, every time I go someplace, I get into trouble.
How can anyone get in trouble taking a bath?
Now, look what happened to Lily St. Cyr.
No. That's nothing like this. Now, come on.
Okay.
Jim, here's the famous Indian baths, the oldest historic spot in Palm Springs. You know that? The mineral water of these baths boils from the depths of the earth at 60 gallons per minute. Boy, this will really take the weight off you, Jim.
Well, I have no weight. If I lose anything, it'll just have to be skin.
Well, you'll get puckered up, I'll guarantee you that. Oh, there's a... Here now. Well, there's the Indian. He must be the fellow in charge here now. Just let me do the talking, Jim.
Okay, you go ahead. The only Indian words I know are how and how, guys.
Well, your accent's bad. I'll handle it here now. How? Me Shoshone Paiute. Me running deer.
Me little white cloud.
Well, Chief, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to step inside. We're going to step inside and take our baths now, if you'll pardon us.
Okay. You like them sailboat to play with?
No. We don't want no sailboats.
Okay, let's go in.
Oh, no, wait.
Not that door. That's the lady's side.
I told you, you always get me in trouble.
Nothing happened. You never got hurt. Now, come on in.
Gosh, look at that thing boil.
Of course, Jim. That's a natural hot spring. Come on now, peel off your clothes and get in there.
Last one in's a rotten egg.
You know, it kind of smells like rotten eggs in here.
Oh, that's just the sulfur and the minerals. Oh. As soon as I get this off, now I'll be all set.
Gee, wait, Bing. You sure are the dude.
What do you mean, a dude?
Wearing a money belt with garters.
Well, thanks for calling it a money belt. Come on, Jim. This is the best laughing band we ever had down here. Come on, Jim. Now, help me off with this thing, will you?
Okay.
Oh, that feels better.
Say, they leave marks, don't they?
They sure do. Jim, what's that mark on your hip there? What is that, a tattoo?
No, that's where I got shot with the arrow.
Well, Crosby Enterprises arrows leave fancy marks. Or... Well, I guess I'll jump in.
Well, that mud's pretty thick. Suppose we get stuck in there.
I belong to the auto club. We'll get stuck to tow us out.
Okay, here I go.
I'm right with you. Isn't this living, Jim?
Yeah. This is... Holy smoke, Bing. You know what?
What?
We forgot to lock the door.
What are you worrying about? We're in mud up to our necks.
Whoops!
Ow!
Ow, he says.
You like to cook them hot dogs in mud while you take them bath?
No. I don't care that. I'm not hungry.
Me cooking pot roast in there right now.
You know something? I think I'm sitting on it.
Good. Now you chief sitting on bull.
By golly, white cloud, that's a crackerjack.
Hey, where big chief arrow and bottom go?
Well, he's around. Wait, I'll be darned. I guess he ducked under the mud when you came in.
Okay, me leave.
Goodbye. Now, I gotta get pull Jimmy out of here. Oh, no, that's the pot roast. Wait a minute now. Well, this must be Jimmy. It's either him or somebody threw a golf club in here. One of the others. Here you come, Jimmy. Up we go. Here we come now.
Golly, Ben, you know there's a catfish down there a foot long.
I thought I felt something gumming my toe.
Ben.
Bobby guy. You know, he's gone.
Ben, I wish you'd lock that door.
Well, you don't have to duck every time someone comes in here. Now, lay back. Relax. Cure your cold, boy.
Oh, okay, okay.
Oh, there he goes again. Now, come on up out of there, Jim.
All clear?
Relax. Will you take it easy and relax?
Gosh, Mabel, that water looks hot. Oh, you'll just love it, Agnes.
Gosh, Bing, it's girls.
Yes, but they're on the other side of the wall. We're on the men's side. They're on the women's side.
Well, as soon as I get this off, I'll be all set.
Gosh, do girls wear those too?
Oh, boy, that feels good.
Don't I know it, dearie?
Help me with mine, Agnes. Okay. Come on, Agnes, let's go.
I'm getting out of here.
Now, don't be silly. We got as much right here as they have.
Oh, my gosh, Agnes. Men!
Oh!
Yoo-hoo! Agnes!
Did you hear that, Bing?
Oh, we're safe. We're safe, Jim. Now, take it easy. Relax. Enjoy your bath. Cure your cold. This mud is the money, boy.
Hey, Bing. Bing, what was that mud song you used to sing all the time?
Mud song? Mm.
How when the sun goes down, the tide goes out, the people get around and they all begin to shout. Hey, hey, Uncle Dud, it's feet to beat your feet on the Mississippi mud. It's feet to beat your feet on the Mississippi mud.
What a dance do they do? Lordy, how I'm telling you. They don't need no band. They shine by clapping their hands. Just as happy as a cow.
Chewing on a cud.
When the people beat the feet, when the people beat the feet, when the people beat the feet on the Mississippi mud.
The mask is off. Yes, the mask is off in cigarette advertising. Chesterfield is the first to name all its ingredients.
And Chesterfield gives you every advantage known to modern science, supervised by experts in the most modern research laboratories. And Chesterfields are made by experts in the most modern cigarette factories. Outside independent consultants include scientists from leading universities.
For you, this means that Chesterfields are much milder with an extraordinarily good taste. And no unpleasant aftertaste, all for your smoking pleasure and protection. Sound off for Chesterfields and do it today.
Much milder with a better taste, and no unpleasant aftertaste. Chesterfield's the one to buy. Millions say they satisfy. Sound off
for Chesterfield.
Sound off
for Chesterfield.
Try a pack of Chesterfields and do it
today.
Bureau of Musical Statistics tell me that this next song is definitely numero uno.
Tell me why, though I try to forget. Tell me why I think of you yet. I know I'll never be free. What has happened to me? Tell me why. When we danced until three, tell me why my heart couldn't see. I never dreamed of romance. never gave it a chance. When I think of how you looked that day in your gown of silk and lace, I should have known the day you came my way that this is the time and the place. Tell me why I keep fooling my heart when I know it was love from the start. Why don't we give it a try? If you know, tell me why.
Thanks to Fran Warren and Jimmy Stewart, and also to Viola Vaughn and Jerry Hausner, Little White Cloud, that is, for joining us here in the Springs. And see you next week, then, folks. And meanwhile, remember, Chesterfields are much milder with an extraordinarily good taste. And from the report of a well-known research organization, Chesterfield leaves no unpleasant aftertaste. They satisfy millions. Good night, folks, and thank you very, very much.
Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, was produced and transcribed in Palm Springs, California, by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guests, Miss Marilyn Maxwell and Miss Anna Maria Alberghetti.